express their views. They do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to another episode of The Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That's why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I am your host, Len Asante, and it is exactly 5 o'clock here in Portland, Tennessee, on this very beautiful Wednesday, October 21st. And it is 77 degrees and mostly, partly sunny in Portland, going down into the 50s tonight. All right. Without further ado, we have a special opportunity today. We have a special guest. We are talking to our first guest live from the Convention Center in Chicago, where Megan Lang is a delegate at the Democratic National Convention. So we're going to be speaking to her live from Chicago. Megan, how are you doing out there? Megan, can you hear us?
I can.
All right. Hey, how's the weather in Chicago?
Oh, wait, now I can't hear you.
How's the weather in Chicago?
The weather is great. It's a little bit chilly, but only like light sweater weather. It's delightful.
Excellent. So, listen, Megan, we've got a couple of questions for you. We've been watching the convention at night, but one thing that we're seeing is it really looks like there's a lot of positive energy. Why don't you talk to us a little about how you feel when you walk into that arena?
Oh, gosh. Lynn, I'll tell you, I have more hope right now for the future than I have in years. It is absolutely electric. When you walk in, you just... It is so full of people who are excited to be here, to hear from legislators, activists, movers, and shakers. And as we're learning about the platform each night, we're also just, it reaffirms why we are Democrats and why we believe that this is the party that cares for people.
Yeah, it really seems there's a huge contrast, it seems to be, between the DNC and the RNC a few weeks ago. It really seems like the primary emotions that we're seeing here are joy and love.
Yes. I'll say that last night we saw multiple Republicans come out and publicly endorse Kamala Harris for president on the DNC stage, and that was the kind of bravery that I want to see more of, and I applaud them for what they're doing, and the whole stadium applauded them. Arena. Whatever we're in.
Yeah, that's true. That takes real bravery to sort of come out like that, not just in front of 23,000 people, but in front of tens of millions of people watching on TV as well. We're hearing that the TV ratings have been through the roof, actually. I don't know if you've heard
Absolutely.
That.
You know, Lynn, I've been getting texts from people I haven't spoken to in years saying, hey, I saw you on TV. And there have been a lot of surprise texts from people that I never thought would be watching the DNC. And so that has been extra cool because I think we're reaching crowds that we may not have in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Including some important demographic groups. But Megan, another question that we have, of course we see the televised portion of the convention every evening, but there's a whole lot more that goes on beyond just those few hours on primetime. We were wondering if you could kind of walk us through like a typical day for a delegate at the DNC.
Yeah, absolutely. So each delegation starts with breakfast. Hours start at 7:30, 8 a.m., and we've had a slew of incredibly talented legislators. We had Gretchen Whitmer, we had Cory Booker, we had Bro Khanna. So we've had some really great folks coming in and speak this morning. We heard from Wes Moore. After that, there are trainings, panels, a bunch of events during the day that delegates can attend. And then beyond that, of course, we come to the convention itself, and afterwards are the parties. last night, I got to go to a party hosted by J.B. Pritzker and saw John Legend perform for a small crowd.
Wow, awesome. Awesome. So any time to get some sleep between that and the next breakfast?
No, I'm running on about 3 hours of sleep a night right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's worth it. It's worth it because I think, too, I wanted to come so that I could learn from people and build relationships. And the conversations I've had has been just so delightful. It's great to be with other people who feel the same way that I do.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Getting away from Tennessee, I guess, can be good for the soul a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have deep roots. I'm an 11th generation Tennessean, and I deeply love my home state. And it has been really nice to be able to tell people why I think that Tennessee is a space that we can be proud of and thankful for. So... yeah,
awesome.
I'm glad to be gone, but I'm really excited to come home on Friday, too.
We're looking forward to having you back. Hey, so what can we look forward to tonight?
Well, Amanda Gorman, I just found out that she will be presenting a brand new poem, and I can't tell you how excited I am about that. Of course, we know that former President Bill Clinton and future Vice President Tim Walz will be speaking tonight. There are bound to be some other surprises, but I have heard with almost 100% confirmation that there will be a couple of fun musical guests. So I'm not sure if Little John will be popping up out of the side of the crowd today, but I think we can expect another moving night. It's been inspirational every night. I don't expect it to change.
Excellent, excellent. All right, Megan, well, we're going to let you go. We know you've got a busy night ahead. Try not to party too hard.
And I'll try not to.
We'll definitely get you back here in the coming weeks for a full debrief.
All right.
Okay? All right, Megan.
Thank you, Lynn.
Good luck. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, that was Megan Lang, a delegate from Sumner County to the Democratic National Convention being held this week in Chicago, talking to us about the positive energy, the positive vibe, and all the neat events and speakers that they are getting to experience for the next, well, for the past couple of nights and for the next couple of nights. So be sure to tune in tonight, prime time. It'll be covered. We've got former President Bill Clinton speaking, and the vice president nominee, Governor Walz, will be speaking as well, along with a bunch of other people. And there's always some surprises. So you definitely want to tune in. Looking at the television ratings, you have been tuning in. The ratings have been exceptionally high. Well, over 20 million people watching every night. We expect those numbers to go up on Thursday when Vice President Harris accepts the nomination. That'll probably be the most widely watched speech. Okay, folks, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with our guest, the Reverend Deb Moore. And you are listening to the Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The Coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the Coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
WQKR. Christmas is coming, and Graphic Obsessions is your small town Christmas wonderland. Shop our trees for personalized ornaments. See the
Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. And we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry.
Hey, welcome back, Sumner County. You're listening to the Loyal Opposition here on WQKR Portland. It is 12 minutes after 5, 76 degrees out there tonight, going down into the 50s. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 85, low of 66, a beautiful day, a beautiful night, followed by another beautiful day tomorrow. So, speaking of beauty, we have the Reverend Deb Moore with us. Rep, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. Deb, the theme of this show, I want to talk, people will be surprised, but we're going to have like a positive show today.
I love it.
We're not going to complain too much, but rather we're going to celebrate some positive stuff that's going on, both locally and nationally. And I want to start off locally, and actually, I guess I probably should ask you to tell us just a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what is it you do, and what amazing life journey has landed you in this seat next to me today.
Oh, my gosh. I must have done something right to be here. So I'm a member of the English faculty at Volunteer State Community College. It is the joy.
Go Pioneers.
Go Pioneers. It is the joy of my life to be able to walk into classrooms daily and interact with our students. And I also am the minister at Unity of Music City in Goodlettsville.
All right, Unity of Music City. Talk to us a little bit about your congregation.
Unity.
What do we got going on?
Well, we got going on something very unique. Mm-hmm. It is a interfaith, affirming, inclusive community of people. Pretty much, there's no dogma. It's we don't tell you which path to take up the mountain, but we're just willing to stand next to you and shine a flashlight if you need it, and be on the journey with you. So
point you in the general direction.
Exactly. Right? Well, you know, just or if you let us know which direction you're going, we'll walk with you. That's fine too.
What does interfaith mean?
Interfaith can mean two different things, really. So in some instances, it means that You simply make room for all different specific faiths to be there. Like if someone is a Hindu, they show up and they are Hindu in that space. If they're Muslim, they show up and they're Muslim in that space. But the way that we use it is more of a syncretic religion, meaning that we are interfaith in that we draw wisdom from a lot of different faith traditions. So we put it all together because at the heart of it, if you, as I'm, who was it who said, I can't remember, maybe Rumi, the mystics all speak the same language, right? The mystics of every religion speak the same language. And it happens to be the language you were talking about earlier, the language of love and joy.
Right, right. And that's seems almost universal across all sorts of different faith traditions.
Absolutely.
Even some religions that many of us seem to equate with violence and hatred,
right,
really at the heart.
Right.
And there's love and joy there.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about love and joy, school has started.
Yes.
We're back to school in Sumner County for over a week now, and Ball State will be starting up next week. And I'm feeling positive vibes both at the Sumner schools and at Ball State. At the Sumner County schools, just a week or so ago, they got a big victory in the budget that was passed by the county commission that allocated a whole lot more money to teacher salaries.
Fantastic.
And to some necessary infrastructure upgrades to replace some football stadiums that were literally falling down and were in danger of harming people. So that was a good thing. And so the schools, the first week of school seems to have been a very happy kind of time. And it's always been my idea that emotions are contagious, and that happiness can spread. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Both the good ones and the not so good ones are contagious.
Of course, both ways.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think that's why the emotionally intelligent person, whether you're in your family dynamics or your workplace or a school environment, is very aware of the impact their presence has, and guarding the way that their presence shows up in those spaces. Because if I walk in and I am just a horrible dark cloud, that's going to be contagious as well. I think we've all walked into rooms before where we don't even know why, but it just feels weird in here.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And it's like something's going on. And that's the power of our emotional energy, I think, is that without even saying a word, people can feel where we're coming from.
And that's and when they feel it, they feel where we're coming from, then they start to feel that way. And then
exactly.
The person next to them, they start to feel it.
Exactly.
And before you know, you've got the whole room.
Exactly.
Right? Or
yep.
The whole county or the whole country.
Or the whole country.
Right?
Exactly.
And we'll talk more about this when we get to the national level, but I think we need some joy.
Mm-hmm.
We need some joy, some happiness, some love. It's been a tough decade.
It has been a tough decade. It really has.
We've had a pandemic. We've had an insurrection. We've had some very controversial, presidential administration. And then we've had economic issues. And I think people are tired. People are worn out. People are, I think bring back a little bit of joy, a little bit of happiness, I think could go a long way to curing what ails us.
Absolutely. Right? And I think that both anger and enthusiasm are motivational energies.
Hmm.
They'll propel people along. And I think the difference is that anger energy tends to be destructive. It tends to move forward in a destructive way. Let's tear it down. Let's whatever. And also, it comes to a point where it just stops, where people are like, I just can't, I don't have anything left in me anymore.
It does take it out of you.
It takes it out of you. Enthusiasm energy tends to be constructive, creative, joyful, collaborative. People you can sit all by yourself and be angry. But I think by its very nature, enthusiasm is collaborative. And when you get in a group of people, you have a group of people who have become enthused about something, they're going to do something, right?
Yes.
They are going to do something.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so for that enthusiasm in our schools, you've got happier teachers, you've got happier football fans, you have got happier classified staff employees who also are getting a raise. And the idea is that that happiness transmits to the student body.
Absolutely.
And improves learning. Mm-hmm. Right? And you know, folks, this isn't just sort of, you know, mysticism here. I mean, there's scientific evidence to back up that, you know, learning is improved with attitude, right? Mm-hmm. And that environment influences learning and influences attitude. So, you know, people complain about spending a lot of money on an overly nice school building, for example, but really, we should be complaining about how all the other buildings aren't as nice as that one.
Right.
Because
right.
It makes a difference, right? It makes a difference. And we want, I think, regardless of our political beliefs, I think we all want well-educated kids.
Absolutely.
Right? And well-educated adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of the equation.
Yeah.
That is part of the equation. Speaking of well-educated adults, moving over to the higher education space, there's some positive energy at Ball State.
There's a lot of positive energy at Ball State right
and
now.
And why is that, do you think?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons for it. The primary reason is that we have a new president who is kind of walking enthusiasm. And Dr. Wendy Tostenson comes to us from Louisiana, and she is a bundle of energy. As a matter of fact, I'll tell a story on her that I don't know if she'd like me telling, but I'm going to say it anyway. Last week sometime, I said to her, be careful, take care of yourself, draw your boundaries, protect your energy. And she immediately said, I'll never have the first year back again. She said, I can rest in a year, but this first year is so important in setting the tone, and I really appreciated her insight into that. So that's exciting. I think also we have gone through a tough decade. The pandemic was hard on educators, and
it was hard on students.
And it has taken us this long to really feel like we've come back to just kind of a baseline. And so we've got that happening. The students feel excited. I think the students are picking up on the general excitement in the country. You know, enthusiasm.
There's more students.
There are more students who are coming.
Right.
Enrollment is up. So all of that stuff just kind of feeds on each other, and it just continues to grow. I'm sure you remember, Lynn. The listeners may not, but 8 years ago, we opened our new humanities building at Ball State. And that was a really exciting fall. The fall of 2016, we had record enrollment. We had VPs out in the parking lot helping to direct traffic. We had, it was just so exciting. And what's going on at Ball State right now reminds me of that fall 8 years ago, and we have not had that since then.
It's an interesting lesson in leadership, I think. First, the idea that a leader can truly set the tone.
Yes.
Right. And that tone can trickle down from the top all the way down. Mm-hmm. And that is clearly something happening at Ball State right now.
Absolutely.
Right?
And so quickly. The leader can have an impact so quickly.
When did the new president start?
July 1st.
July 1st. So she's been on the job less than 2 months and has already made such an impact. So leadership lesson number one here, folks, is that the leader can set the tone. The leader does set the tone. And that tone is, critically important for the success of the organization, right? I think leadership lesson number two that I have seen from the president is a desire to know her people.
Absolutely.
Right? To build relationships. Mm-hmm. And relationship building is a critical component of leadership development and growth as an organization. And what makes her good at that, do you think?
Well, I think part of that has to just be something that you carry as a human being and you nurture as a human being, and that is just concern about other people. She's mentioned to me in talking about, you know, creating a faculty focus group and staff focus groups, that she remembers a time when someone brought her to a table she didn't think she was ready for, and that's all of ours, you know, it's the job of all of us, is to reach back and say, who else can we bring to this table? Can we get some more insight? You know, here's the thing. If you are leading with integrity and truly wanting the best for the organization, then it doesn't matter who's at the table. Let's bring everybody. Let's get all the voices. And doesn't mean we're going to do everything. It doesn't mean we can follow everybody's little line of thought. But we're not afraid to hear it.
Clearly not. And her organizational concept certainly seems to be that decision-making is made by larger groups of people
Yes.
than we've seen before, right? The leadership team at the college is 30-something people, almost 40 people.
Right.
So it's a large group. If a large group collaborates well together, then the sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit. If that group is also enthusiastic, forget about it. I mean, it's just, it's
exactly.
a done deal. Things are going to happen.
But it's also the content. It's also the output. It's also,
yes.
in the college's case, the curriculum. And I think there's some really cool stuff going on curriculum-wise at the college. The president has agreed to come on the show, so we'll be hearing.
Fantastic.
We'll be hearing more about her, that, and I'm sure in the future. We've decided to give her a little time to kind of get settled in and learn the ropes a little bit more. But we're going to have her on the show. As we'd like to have community leaders on the show. In fact, folks, next week, little heads up, so you know, 2 weeks from today, we're going to have Portland Mayor Mike Callis will be joining us and give us sort of the State of Portland address.
Fantastic.
Conversation about what's going on here in Portland. I think Mayor Callis has also been a very positive leader for the city, an undeniable head cheerleader for the city.
Great.
And I think Dr. T, as she seems to like to be called, mm-hmm. could probably be part of her job description, I think, is kind of head cheerleader for the college.
You know, she's already used that very language. She's talked about how she's going to be the lead cheerleader at all of the athletic events and show up for the baseball games and the basketball games. And it's actually, I'll make a little confession to you. I hate to admit this in a public way, but I'm going to do it anyway. I have been at Vol State for 13 years, and I have never attended a basketball game or a baseball game. And I'm going to go to some games this year. And part of that is that, you know, we do have a president who's enthusiastic, that's rubbed off on other people. And without, in a very organic way, not in some kind of, we're going to require you to show school spirit, or we're going to make it a, you know, a line item on promotion or something.
Dang it, you're going to be happy. That's
right, exactly. But in a very organic way, she's kind of stirred the enthusiasm in me to say, you know what, I really want to go to some basketball games this year. I want to see my, and I've promised students in the past to do that. I've gone to plays. I've gone to some concerts. But this year we're going to cheer on
I wouldn't be surprised if attendance was up overall.
I think it will be.
At the end of the season, sure.
I think it will be.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to take our next break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with Reverend Deb Moore about positive energy locally and moving on to positive energy nationally. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
CEMC members, did you know CEMC now has an app? If you live in the CEMC service area, you can pay your bill, view daily usage, check your billing history, and more, all from your smartphone. Download the app today. It's easy. Just search for Smart Hub, all one word, in the Apple App or Google Play stores. For additional information, visit our website at CEMC.org and click on My Account. Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation, proudly serving our members since 1938.
Enjoy a harvest of values at Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in downtown Portland. New merchandise arriving daily, so must clear out the old to make space for the new. Best values ever on fiddles, banjos, guitars, and band instruments. Special delivery with purchase of a piano. Layaway is available. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 a.m. through 5 p.m., Saturday, noon to 4. Call 615-323-0701 or stop by Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in Portland, Tennessee for small town service, values, and the best of everything.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
Worry about the weather? Want to know when a bad storm is on the way? Even a tornado? If you're a resident of Portland, you can sign up for the Code Red Weather Alert Program, a free service of the City of Portland. Once you sign up, you'll get emergency messages by telephone or email whenever there's an emergency, including evacuation notices, weather, bioterrorism alerts. To sign up, just go to the City of Portland website, www.cityofportlandtn.gov, or call City Hall at 325-6776.
Hey, welcome back, Sumner County. This is the Loyal Opposition. I'm your host, Len Asante. You're listening to WQKR Portland. It is 5:31 p.m., 74 degrees and sunny outside, going down to 55 tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same, with a high of 82 degrees and a low of 61. And, folks, more of the same on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So we're really in a good weather. We're in a good weather streak here. So get out there and enjoy it. We are speaking with Reverend Deb Moore, and the theme of today's show is positive energy, which I know to regular listeners is probably somewhat odd, but hey, every now and then we have to break out of our shell, I think, and expand our horizons a little bit. Always plenty of stuff to complain about, but it's great when we can celebrate as well.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about the positive energy we see in education in Sumner County after some important decisions at the Sumner School Board level and some new leadership at Ball State. And that is good for all of us.
All of us.
Not just the students attending those systems, and that's college, but for their parents and their rest of the community. Because a well-educated populace lifts us all up, right? And if that well-educated populace happens to be in a good mood, that lifts us all up as well. All right. Why don't we move on a little bit to the national level? And one of the things that that has struck me, I've been obviously watching the Democratic National Convention, just as I watched the Republicans back a few weeks ago. And one of the things that has struck me has been the contrast between the two. I saw one news story that kind of captured it real well. It was just showed some pictures of the signs that, you know, at the conventions, the signs are very choreographed. You know, they hand them out at just the right time. You're supposed to hold them up just the right time and all this, right? And, you know, and the at the Republican convention, signs were things like, you know, mass deportations now,
mm-hmm.
right? And at the Democratic convention, it was, you know, peace and love and mm-hmm. hope and we love you, right? Mm-hmm. And that struck me as well, I don't think it would struck anybody. It's quite a difference in tone.
It's a stark difference. Yeah. And it's one of the reasons why I hope for my dear Republican friends, and I have quite a few of them, that the Trump era can can eventually, hopefully, fade away, because I think it's been an era driven by anger.
Driven by anger, exactly.
And that, like I said, it can only take you so far. The Republican Party, even though I disagree with fundamentally so many of their values, there are some core values they have that are very good for the country. And I think overall it's good for the country when both of those parties are doing their work in the best way. And so I look for the day when the Republican Party is a positive party and can join that positive conversation. Right now, it doesn't feel that way. It feels very, very much like there's a clear choice between, do you want to stay angry? Do you want to find out who you demonize today? You know, who you get mad at today, who you limit today? Or do you want to step under the big tent where, you know, people are protected, all types of people, and welcomed? So, yeah, it's a huge, huge difference.
And I think that, I think obviously that resonates in an obvious way, but I think it also could resonate in a more sort of subconscious way. You know, I can't believe that there's a lot of, you know, undecided voters out there, but I suppose there's, you know, a handful here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And will they be attracted to the positive vibes or will they be attracted to the negative vibes?
Who knows?
Right? But I think positive vibes are more attractive than negative vibes.
I think they are. And I think in the long run, that's what people want, even if they don't want to want it, right? Even if they're like, I want to be mad right now. But I think in the long run, people really want to be happy, and they're looking for how to be happy and to create a world where their children can be happy and all that kind of stuff. I think this enthusiasm, you know, there are some known factors that go into it, like having a positive platform, taking care of people, being loving and joyful and inclusive. But there are also some unknowns that go into it. And, I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention the impact. The person I believe who started the big sweep of enthusiastic energy is Joe Biden. Yep. By performing the most selfless act I've ever seen in American politics.
Exactly. It takes a lot to basically say, you know, for the good of the country,
mm-hmm.
I have to not do this anymore.
Yeah.
That's big.
And when
that's
you
not
think,
easy.
When you think about the level of ego required to drive you to that position to start with.
Exactly.
To be able to set that down is probably counterintuitive to everything his whole life has been about.
Yeah. You got to think that the type of person who is attracted to presidential level politics, probably not a whole lot of really humble people.
Right.
You're going to have relatively people with big egos.
Exactly.
And I think in order to do what Americans force presidential candidates to do, mm-hmm. the gauntlet that they must run through, I think that's kind of required, right? You're going to get that kind of person. So to be able to put that aside,
It was huge. And I think that was something I don't think anybody, because if you could predict how much enthusiasm that was getting ready to generate, it wouldn't have been organic.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
And so we didn't know.
And no one suspected, really.
Right.
I mean, everyone thought that this was going to be, you know, kind of a awkward, strange transition, you know, from a person with some known deficits to another person who had some deficits, and it was relatively unknown in comparison. We didn't really know it was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
But so I don't think it was planned. I don't think there was any grand strategy. I think it mm-hmm. happened organically. I think Tim Walz said the word weird, and Kamala got really psyched and happy, and it just kind of went from there, right?
And now he's turned into, like, I mean, I think one of the most, and this speaks to me personally because I have had a family relationship damaged by the political climate of the last 8 years.
Oh, I bet you're not alone in that.
Yeah, a very close, someone I really thought was one of the people I could most count on. And I saw a meme that said, Tim Walz is the dad that the MAGA energy, the Fox News took away from us.
Hmm.
Because so many people lost, you know, their dad or somebody in their family to the fact that there's now a principled divide that
right.
we can't get over.
Yeah, I saw something just today. It's like, you know, because people say, well, how can you give up a friend because of political differences, right, or a family member? But the idea that those differences are rooted in such fundamental core values.
Fundamental.
Right? And that, you know, to embrace someone who embraces those core values that are so antithetical to ours
mm-hmm.
is hard to do, even if they are a close friend or a family member. And
right.
So it's heart-wrenching.
It is.
Because on the one hand, you love this person, but mm-hmm. on the other hand, you suddenly discover that they embrace a political philosophy that is just filled with
right.
hate and anger
right.
And lack of tolerance.
Well, and, you know, I think it was James Baldwin, and I'm going to completely hack up his quote.
James Baldwin quote.
Yeah, he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, that we can disagree all day long until your disagreement goes to the heart of who I am as a human being.
There you go.
When it starts right. to take away my fundamental rights. And, you know, as a member of the LGBTQ community, that goes to my heart and to the heart of many of my students and people I work with and friends. And at the end of the day, hopefully, even if I wasn't a member of that community, I would fight for the rights of that community, because that's what
right.
being an American means to me.
Exactly.
Is that we lift all boats together. You know, that's where it gets a little bit tough. I have a lot of friends I can disagree with about policy. I can disagree with about how we solve a problem, how we go about this. But when it strikes at the core of someone's humanity, we got to go different ways on that, because I can't compromise on that.
So I think millions of Americans have been having that internal dialogue about this very issue,
mm-hmm.
right? And of course, made worse by social media and everything else, right?
Of course.
And so, you know, that's on top of everything else that has gone on, and really. Yeah, it really opens the door for someone with a positive message to, you know, get some listening. Going back to Joe Biden for a second, he said something in his speech, you know, that I thought was very simple but very poignant. He said, "I love my job, but I love my country more."
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, Joe Biden was a person who loved his job. You know, whatever you say about him as a president, right, you know, he clearly was into being president. He'd been trying to become president for, what?
Many years.
Yeah. Years, right?
Yes.
So he finally got it, and he clearly was relishing his 4 years. But so for someone with that to be able to step aside for the good of the country, that takes a lot. Very proud. Very, very proud to have voted for him. Mm-hmm. I met him once many years ago.
Wow.
Many years ago, when his first or his second presidential campaign, he came to Tennessee and there was an event in Nashville, and I got to meet him very, very briefly and all that. And I thought, yeah, this guy's got it.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a little bit of that old Joe came out in his speech on Monday night, you know?
Yeah, I thought he sounded, and I didn't know if he has. The relief. On some level, he's got to feel some relief.
He's got to be sure. He's got to feel.
But, you know, he was, of course, showing his age and showing perhaps a little bit of being tired, which I can understand with every passing year. And yeah, I think this election raises some great questions, though, about, and we're going to have to wrestle with these questions more, even though the Gen X folks and all those are like, no, we're taking over now. The older people get because of medical science, and the longer we stay functional, We're going to have presidents who are in their 80s, I think. We're going to have
it's gonna happen,
at
sure.
some point. And we have to address how we navigate that ageism and...
Well, you know, the 80s are the new 70s, right?
The 80s are the new 70s, right? Exactly. So, it's raised some questions that I think they were valid questions for people to raise. Obviously, it's the most powerful, I think, position on the planet. It needs to be someone with excellent faculties.
Sure.
No question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as a result, we are left with quite the contrast.
Quite
between the two candidates now. Because, while Joe Biden was older than Donald Trump is still, 78 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Kamala Harris is 59, I believe, mm-hmm. which is the same age as me.
I see. Yes.
It's kind of getting to the point where I'm going to have a president younger than me one of these days.
This is the first election where both the Democratic nominees, the president and the VP, are both younger than I am.
Wow.
So this is the first time that's happened. It is kind of a little, it's sobering.
It is, yes, it is.
It's a little sobering.
I'll cry about that over the break. we're going to take our last break while I contemplate the passage of time. And when we get back, we'll have some more with Reverend Deb Moore. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
Need a Cub Cadet lawnmower? We have it. Largest dealership in Middle Tennessee. Prices starting at $34.99. Need appliances? We have them too. Come on over to D.T. McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore located at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. We carry a wide assortment of Lazy Boy recliners, lots of fabrics and colors with prices starting at $6.99. Lazy Boy and Softline sofas, check out their great prices, starting at $9.99. Serving Middle Tennessee for over 100 years. 0% interest for 12 months through First Heritage. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Visit D.T. McCall and Sons today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Hey!
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ask any Portland Panther football player. Bumps and bruises are a part of the game, and sometimes the injuries are more serious and require physical therapy. New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland, is the official PT sponsor of Portland High School and Middle School football and is ready to be yours too. Create a new you with a visit to New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland. Call for an appointment today, 615-325-9007. When you need physical therapy, New Life will help you start feeling great again. This area's best Mexican food is now easier to find than ever before. A great Mexican meal awaits you at three convenient locations now, instead of just two. Señor Fajitas Mexican Kitchen has a new location in Elk Grove, as well as Portland, and people are raving about their dinners and lunches. Tacos, burritos, fajitas, chimichangas, enchiladas, all the foods you love, done right and delicious every time. With chicken, beef, pork, even vegetarian entrees at Señor Fajitas, delicious sides, your favorite beverages, and great desserts. And now Señor Fajitas has three convenient locations, all just minutes away from where you live. 148 West Knight Street in downtown Portland, 123 Fairfield Road in Oak Grove, 1209 East Church Street in Orlando, Just minutes away from almost anywhere in Sumner County, you'll find Señor Fajitas and fine Mexican dining. Taco Tuesday, Fajitas Friday, but you never really need a reason to visit Señor Fajitas, just the opportunity to enjoy a good meal. Señor Fajitas, proudly presenting their newest location in Oak Grove.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition with your host, Len Asante, here on WQKR Portland. And over the break, we were definitely reeling in the ears, weren't we? All right. A couple of announcements before we continue with Deb Moore. Of course, stay tuned immediately after the show for Triple Play Sports. Live in the studio this week, Titans won their second exhibition game in a row last week, so I'm sure that we'll be hearing about that. And also all sorts of other sports news. It is 75 degrees and sunny in Portland right now. Next week's show, we've got Nashville musician Brina Kay, who will be talking to us about the country music industry in Nashville. We'll be wrapping up with Megan Lang on the Democratic Convention. And we're also going to have a report on the Sumner County Democratic Party's three-star celebration, which is the big annual Democratic fundraiser here in Sumner County, which is being held this Saturday, the 24th of August at 6 o'clock at the Sycamore Springs Event Center on Highway 31 in Bethpage. If you are interested in attending, we are close to a sellout, actually. So if you are interested in attending, get your tickets now. And in order to do so, just head on over to sumnerdems.org. That's www.sumnerdems.org, and a pop-up will appear on your screen asking if you want to buy tickets. So it could not be easier than that. We're going to have a full catered meal with delicious hors d'oeuvres, a silent auction. We'll have a DJ, a full multiple course meal, including drinks and dessert, cash bar, and of course, lots of political speakers, including all of our local Sumner County candidates. So you won't want to miss the event of the season. Trying to get the word out about our great candidates running for office here in Sumner County. Okay, we are back with Deb Moore, and we're talking all things positive energy today. Yay. At least mostly. We're contrasting with negative energy a little bit, but you know, sometimes in order to talk about the light, you have to talk about the dark.
That's right.
Okay. So those two kind of go together sometimes. So we were talking about Joe Biden and what it takes to step down. It's probably also quite the transition for Kamala Harris, who all of a sudden is got to step up.
Absolutely. And you've got, well, of course, she was running for president 4 years ago, so you know that she had her eyes on potentially this sure. job at some point. And the good news is, for those of us who are Joe Biden fans, is that she's had 4 years of a great internship with a super mentor.
Right.
And I think she's got so much support from the stalwarts of the party that she's not going to want for advisors.
Yes, and I think the fact that everyone fell in line behind her so quickly says a lot about
Absolutely.
Her as a person and a lot about the desire of the party to be unified. But still, it's got to be, you know, one day you're thinking you're going to be running for vice president, and then you get a phone call, and, oh, now I'm running for
exactly.
president. That's probably...
And by right. all appearances, the Harris campaign handled all of that transition with such grace.
Yes.
I mean, it's like my mother used to have a sign on the wall of her kitchen that said, good hostess is like a duck, serene on the surface and paddling like hell underneath. And I think that's what the Harris Walls campaign has been doing for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, I would think so, huh? It's got to be. And they had to, of course, completely change the entire convention in a span of a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure it was quite the endeavor and quite the traumatic change. But it seems to be so far working out very well. And I certainly hope it continues to do so. Over the next But it's only about 80 days now before we, 70-something days before the election. So quickly running out of time.
The good news is that anybody who's graduating or having anything good happening who's named Brandon will not have any trouble finding signs that support them and celebrate them.
As I said, I'm probably also, if you're interested in some Biden-Harris memorabilia,
right,
you probably
right.
can get your hands on some
exactly,
real cheap
exactly.
right now. That's pretty funny. So a dramatic change. But like you said, she's had a good mentor. I mean, Joe Biden, regardless of what you think of him as a president or a person, has been in public service for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Decades as a U.S. senator, 8 years vice president under President Obama, 4 years as president. I don't think you can get really much more experience than that.
I don't think
right?
so.
I think that's so. I think she's got a great head start and some great role models.
It's interesting what just came to my mind when you said that, because his breadth of experience reminds me of another one-term president. And that would be George H.W. Bush.
George H.W. Bush, also a very experienced
Very experienced.
And only, was only a one-term president, yes. I missed the days of Bush 1.
Bush 1.
Bush 1.
I was...
Compassionate conservatism.
Exactly.
Right?
I did not hate Bush 1. Right. I was fine with Bush 1.
I don't see a lot of compassion in the current brand of conservatism out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Right? Which I think is ironic and interesting and disturbing, because so much of it is pushed by people who claim to be
right.
Christians.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's problematic.
Right. And that brings up the whole discussion of Christian nationalism, which uh-huh. we discussed last time we
did.
The show, and a toxic mix between religion and government
mm-hmm.
that we see elements of in this Project 2025.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, and people... You know, some people like, Donald Trump, he won't be so bad. He won't be doing anything except playing golf or making speeches. Possibly true, but the people he brings in.
Exactly.
The thousands of people that the president hires
right.
and appoints to critical positions who would, you know, bring that orthodoxy with them.
Yes.
That's pretty scary.
That's the part.
Donald Trump is a national embarrassment, but the people he brings with him, that could be a national disaster.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly.
So, on that positive note, we're going to vote.
Yay!
Well, I tried, folks, and for 55 minutes I
That's
got
That's right.
Okay?
You were there. You did a great job.
Stumbled a little at the end. Anyway, that is it for our show today. Thank you so much for Reverend Deb Moore for visiting with us. Thank you so much for Megan Lang for talking to us all the way from Chicago. Thanks to my man on the board, Roger, here, for doing whatever it is that he does to make sure the sound goes out to all you people. Stay tuned next for Triple Play Sports, and we'll be back next week with Brina Kay and more news, commentary, and talk right here on The Loyal Opposition, here on WQKR.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way, but if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR. Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49, delicious Godfather's pizza, three for $13.99, fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle.